Hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. This week, I'm going to teach you all about inulin. I know those of you who are watching my Insta story have seen me putting this mysterious white powder in my coffee on the weekends and during the week, and this is inulin. I learned about inulin last year when I went to Monaco to lecture at the AMWC. It's the International World Congress for Medical Aesthetics, and she gave me some of her inulin brand to try, and I have brought it back to the United States, and I have used it religiously since then, and I have to tell you, it's kind of an incredible product. It's helped me to lose weight. It's helped me with my appetite control, and it's so easy to use. And I think it's amazing. It is a probiotic. If you don't know what a probiotic is, I've done a couple podcasts about prebiotics, probiotics, and now you're going to learn about inulin. So inulin is a polysaccharide. It consists of fructose monomers. Human beings actually lack the enzymes to break down the bonds in this molecule. It makes your inulin indigestible and not absorbable by your small intestine. So it is a fiber. It's a probiotic. It's one of these molecules that your body takes in, and when you process it, you create this really great environment for the proper bacteria to populate your small intestine. By slowing down your small intestine's motility after you eat it, the inulin makes you feel really satiated. It means you feel satisfied and not hungry. So adding it to black coffee in the morning has been a really awesome way to control appetite and calorie intake. I'm doing intermittent fasting, and I know you guys have heard of the idea of taking bulletproof coffee where you put like a tablespoon of medium chain triglycerides or coconut oil in your coffee. And then you stay happy all day because you're not really hungry. Well, same concept, but I don't really do the oils. I think I don't need extra cholesterol, and my husband is a cardiologist, so he is not into that. But I like the idea of adding probiotics. I take a black coffee, I'll add a spoon of inulin, a little bit of sweetener, and then the intestinal motility is slowed down. The intestine's working hard to try break down this really indigestible probiotic, and it's just making you feel less hungry the entire morning. It also maintains your blood sugar levels. It helps to increase mineral absorption. It draws water into your colon, and it helps to keep you really, really regular. So inulin is kind of awesome. It's also easy to just eat fiber in your diet to have more probiotic. You can find inulin actually in hundreds of vegetables. It's definitely found in plentiful amounts in chicory root, asparagus, wheat, leeks, onions, garlic, soybeans. And in this particular inulin, it's found in Jerusalem artichokes. It's a really great source of fiber. This type of fiber is soluble fiber, and that means it's readily dissolved in water and forms this sort of a substance that's easy to ingest. So you can add it so easily to your shakes, to your beverages, even to water, to juices, and to coffee. I usually just mainly throw it in coffee in afternoons and to my iced coffee or sometimes into a smoothie. I think inulin is wonderful for your skin because the increased water that you're going to draw into your skin is going to really help keep it hydrated. And you can even use it topically, applying it on the surface of the skin as well. Remember that inulin is going to really help you with your weight loss journey because it binds fats. And when you have more fibers in your colon, they bind fat that you eat in your diet and they help excrete it. And the more regular you are, the more you go poop, the more you're going to get rid of these dietary fats and unnecessary fibers and waste products that are building up. The regular American diet is very, very constipating. Bleached white flours and highly processed flours and sugars, these things just sit around in your colon forever and ever. And so things that really improve and speed up the transit time of products that you eat are going to make you have a flat tummy, regular cycle, excreting oils and excreting fatty acids, and also to improve the bacteria content of your colon. Your colon is populated by bacteria depending on the type of foods you eat. So if you're eating really high glycemic index, high carbohydrate, high sugar foods with low nutrient value, you're going to get the crappy bacteria and very few strains of it. If you improve your vegetable intake and have lots more fibers in your diet, you're going to get really great bacteria, more strains. So you can go from like 50 strains of bacteria up to 150 strains, which is amazing. And because of that, you have better ability to metabolize and process your nutrition. When you have a really mixed variety of probiotics in your colon, you're going to find that your body does better. Your immune system does better. You process nutrients better. And you really just have that synergistic benefit of those bacteria that live there, improving your metabolism. I think that Inulin's such a great and easy product to add to your armamentarium of things you do to keep yourself healthy. It helps prevent blood sugar spikes, and it just keeps you so satiated and regular. You're going to notice a huge difference. I recommend that you guys all try Inulin in your morning diet. It's one of these products that once you start using it, you get used to it, and it's so easy to incorporate it. It doesn't make you have food fixation. You can usually just literally eat what you're normally going to eat, but it encourages you to feel less hungry because you have this appetite control. You're not going to grab the foods that you normally seek that give you that immediate gratification. So think about this. It's a really important idea to bring fiber into your diet. Fiber in general has thermogenic effect. When your body tries to digest it, your metabolism speeds up. It adds all this bulk and keeps your tummy feeling full. And you definitely can maintain a calorie deficit under your normal expenditure if you're taking in less calories every day. So these are all the reasons I've started using Inulin. I like talking about it, and it's easy. And the more I talk about it, the more I can give you guys information, little tips and tricks that make your life easier and make your health better. I definitely want you to think about trying Inulin in your diet. And we talked previously in earlier podcasts about prebiotics, probiotics, and now Inulin. Later I'm going to talk to you about collagen. And I'm only using products and things that I think work. There is definitely some learning curve and accommodation period. When you take these prebiotics, you will get some additional cramping, sometimes some gas or bloating. Your tummy has to purge years of crap out of your colon, and you really have to adapt. So be patient. Start it with the fam, like bring your husband in on it. So in case if you're bloated or a little bit gassy, you can have a fun weekend together and then you'll get used to it. And then you'll thank me later. So that's it for now. My tips for this week is try to add fiber in your diet. Definitely try the Inulin. You guys are going to love it. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram where I'm doing amazing things for people's faces and health and beauty. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. You can also find my website, www.beautybydrkdrkay.com. And we will have my Simply Gangster Chic Inulin, specially branded by my friend Ingrid Delamar Kenny, all the way from Monaco, which we're going to sell in our office too. So all my gorgeous ladies and gents can enjoy the benefits of great health, a flat tummy, less hunger, and staying really healthy overall. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.